Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Niles Nowak.
Nicole Velmick.
Allison Armstrong.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you, I've been pitching this idea as a legitimate business opportunity now for quite a while. And I haven't been taken up on it yet, but I'll let you be the judge on it. Why? So, we've all gotten soggy socks. All of us have gotten soggy socks at some point. We're wearing shoes that are too low. We're wearing ankle socks during the winter, not boots. My pitch, city socks. You got vending machines placed all over the city. You got socks in there, right? You can buy socks, put them on any kind of brand. Now, this isn't just socks, mind you. We can go into airports where business people go, right? People on business go to airports. They need ties, belts. They forgot their shoes at home. Dude, you put shoes in there, it needs socks. I need to have socks there. There needs to be socks in every single one of these vending machines. You can buy credit for these. You know, you can give homeless people a little fucking card. They go up, buy a little city sock. Guys, I'm telling you, this opportunity. And so, Sharks, I'm coming to you for 15% of my company. I think it's a legitimate operation. I can really make money with this. And honestly, if y'all want to jump on, this can be that.
I feel like this is something they would have in Japan.
That's what I was thinking.
Not to be like a, you know, not to shoot it down if we're playing Shark Tank here, though. I don't know if this is an investment.
These are fresh socks, not girl-worn socks. There's no girl sweat in my socks. This is a clean operation. I'm not doing that.
Oh, it's not a sexual thing, then. Definitely, I'm out.
Oh,
you can just buy the machines.
I can't jerk off to it. What's the point?
I think the name City Socks really took over my imagination.
I do like the name City Socks. I like that.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You could have like cool socks, like light up socks, like you could do like more with it.
Skylines of cities, dude. Detroit skyline, Colorado, Denver skyline.
Honestly, get on fucking Cafe Press. Is that still a thing?
That's funny.
You know what else you could sell is Crocs.
Yeah. Because
you don't need socks if you've got Crocs.
Yeah, and that rhymes. So also, that's definitely.
A lot of Croc folks say that you should wear a sock with a Croc. So.
Now, I got into this for the socks, Tommy. And you're telling me now. You're just flipping the script on me and telling me to abandon the socks altogether? They're my Beyonce to the TLC.
Yeah, I guess Crocs is a fad. Socks will last forever. By the time you've got all the business deployed, people would be sick of Crocs.
Damn, you're coming at Nicole's neck saying Crocs are a fad.
You coming at me with this amateur on your back, fucking saying Crocs are no better than socks? You're high, dude.
So, like, what would the vending machine look like? Would it be, like, one of those shitty ones where, like, your socks get stuck and you have to, like, put in coins and get, like, the ones behind them so you can get the fucking socks that you try to pay for? You got like, shake them.
You have a good point. Packaging of socks is easily catchable. All right.
What's the market? Yeah.
I want a good look at city socks. I was always imagining a nice baby blue, a light blue on these machines.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Like, they look like the sky. No, I like that idea. I'm in. For that reason, Sharks, I'm back in.
Dude, Nicole's about to give me all the money I need. Dude, I'm about to leave this show.
What would you do with the soggy socks?
What would I do with soggy socks?
The ones that, because you're buying the new ones.
Oh, you probably just litter.
Oh, yeah, dude. It doesn't help. The number of sockless homeless people has gone down. The number of dirty socks in the streets gone way up.
Listen, dude, that's not my department. All right.
You wouldn't have a thing that you stick the soggy socks in?
See, I was thinking about this, but then you have someone going and not only collecting money and then restocking it with socks, then you have someone to come in and pick it up. That's doubling what I'm paying. So, like I said, that's doubling it. I'm not responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
And you want us to invest in this company? Listen, I'm not the guy.
No, I don't care what happens to the socks. Once they're off your soggy feet.
That's true.
As long as your feet are dry, my goal has been obtained, all right?
Well, you could have, like, employment opportunities for, like, the sock getters. Come up with a better name.
I know that we did just me. You think in a real wholesome way. I'm like a landlord. I don't care who's getting money if it's not me. You know what I'm saying? I want those people. If they're not paying for the socks, they're out.
That's fucking true businessman right there. All right. Thought you had a heart just because we have the same hairstyle right now.
he said, I'm a hippie that doesn't give off, or a long haired guy that doesn't give off hippie vibes. It's because I'm a capitalist, dude. All right.
All right.
Here's what's going to happen. You go down any city alley, there'll be on the ground, there'll be condoms everywhere and socks everywhere.
You can't tell. You're going to slip on one of them.
Dude, but less baby and less colds caused by unprotected feet, dude.
True.
Me and Magnum, I don't want to say that I'm solving world hunger and world dehydration, but you guys are worrying about how many babies we'll have, but that kind of seems like what's going on right now. All right, I did my part.
I feel like...
And if you may be thinking, wow, it seems like Niles might have had a couple beers at Comedy Project, you might be right.
I don't know if you guys have ever done this. Have you ever been driving to a comedy gig? Or I've never done this for work because work is like a scheduled morning routine. Have you ever been like, did I put deodorant on? And like, as you're in your car, and it's like stopped at a gas station and bought deodorant to put on?
Yeah, I've been in like one armpit before where it's like, I felt like I did like off the checklist, like, yeah, done. And then off the left one. All day, I gotta be like just talking with one hand.
Going out with one flat tire, dude. That's crazy. Exactly.
Bro, you know.
I would just rub it all over my shirt and then turn the shirt backwards and then rub it back on.
Oh my God, that is fucking genius, Tom Walma.
That is so funny, dude. I have a car deodorant now for that. I have one in my center console, dude.
Oh, dude, it doesn't melt, they melt in the sun?
Oh, dude, I
Guess it's deodorant. Deodorant's supposed to be withstand heat, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't run into it, I guess. I have, like, the white stick.
The powder, I don't think necessarily has to melt in the sun because it's technically a powder, not, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that makes sense.
City sticks. I might have to do that. So I have in a vending machine, deodorant sticks all around the city. City sticks now.
It's always all around the city. What about the summer?
Dude, fuck the burbs and fuck rural America. They don't need socks.
I don't think the demand would be high enough.
That's true. Outside of a mire.
My town used to only have one city socks vending machine, and then they did this whole city sticks thing. It just revolutionized. It
fucking blew up. What gentrified our city.
So what else would you need? Maybe a hat, pads, like... or not pads, but tampons. I don't know about condoms, like in public. People
See, I was
might.
Thinking about, because... I was thinking about hygiene products, but then you have the whole like you're charging for women's hygiene products. But then I'm not setting up a free vending machine. Like I said, I'm a landlord, so I'm just not. You know, I'm.
Well, you're charging, but you're not charging tax. Maybe.
Ooh, I like no tax. Dude. Dude, Tommy, this is why we pay you six figures in this company. I'm telling you, this is.
Yeah, vending machines don't have tax to begin with, do they really? Or they just have high prices?
I don't think about these things.
Dude, what if vending machines started asking for tips, dude? That'd be pretty funny, huh?
That would be crazy.
But you could say no and feel bad, like when they ask you for, like, donating charity at CVS. Like, hey, do you hate heart disease? I'm like, not that much.
I wouldn't tip a vending machine, but like when I was a kid, I don't know why this was there. I went to like a summer camp once for a week, and they had this machine that you'd stick around like your butt and it would wiggle. I think it was like a weight loss thing. I don't think it was like a sex machine thing, but I might tip that machine.
Well, I'd tip that machine. Tip it right over.
Any other products you'd put in the machine? Sunblock, maybe?
Sunblock is a good one. I think some dry shampoo. That would be good.
Dry shampoo. Yeah, that's a good one. I hate washing my hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Dry shampoo. Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of such a thing.
It's like shampoo.
You're a man, Tom. You're not on our fucking level, dude.
Well, I'm also.
You just stick it in your hair like, and leave it there?
So, yeah, you just, like, it's like a spray paint.
And you foof it out.
You work it in, and then it clings onto the oils in your hair, and it makes it look more fresh.
Yeah. Gives you some bounce.
Yeah. Maybe a hair brush.
Or maybe it just makes your hair smell good and people don't notice that you look dirty. Is that why?
I mean, I feel like people still notice. It kind of makes me look like I have dandruff whenever I use it.
Yeah, I've never had success.
It's a one-time thing for me. It's a one-time shoot, and you don't have a reserve. You know what I mean? For me, I can only do it once.
I feel like I'm holding a secret, too. Like, I know how fucking filthy I am, but everybody else thinks I look clean.
Yeah, dude.
It's my secrets walk around, on my head.
Yeah, you guys have no idea how disgusting I am right now, dude.
I know. I'm so itchy, but I'm not going to scratch until you look away.
Anything else with your vending machine idea?
Let's see.
You think people would vandalize the machines to steal the socks and the other stuff? Like, that more than sense. Normal?
The best part is, though, low overhead. These are my branded socks, all right? So I'm getting these socks, 6 cents for the sock, and I'm selling them at $3 a pair. I mean, not bad overhead. You know what I'm saying? They're stealing belts and ties. I'm making a cleaner America through vandalism. All right, I'm okay with this, dude. These hooligans that are breaking into my vending machine are going to look real spiffy afterwards, dude.
Do you think people would get mocked for wearing your city socks?
I was thinking about that, dude, but Shaq has a Walmart brand shoe, and people used to make fun of him, but now Shaq's, in, dude. So, I mean, and also, be like, yeah, dude, I'm supporting City Socks. They put socks on the homeless, dude. I'm a 21 Jump Street, and we're being, woke is the new cool thing. I'll be like, dude, I clothe the homeless, dude. You know what I mean? I feel like
you could give Shaq, $25 to appear on one of your vending machines. He advertises a lot. So
funny, dude, Shaq would 100% support City Socks.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever happened with the Shaq Bitcoin thing? Because he was hiding in his house because he didn't want to get served with papers sued over the FTX thing.
How do you hide Shaq? He's so big. You find him. You find him in that house.
He's hiding in the house.
Stupid.
We see you behind the curtain.
I know. You just fly over his house in a helicopter. You see him see him in his backyard just being all huge and shit. That's my biggest. That's my Shaq joke. He's real big.
He's large.
He's a large man.
I like that we live in modern day. We live in an era that they literally have to hand you papers, and you can't get sued if you run away, and they can't give you the papers. That's great.
I have no chance with that.
You didn't hack it. Don't have to legally freeze.
I'm not doing it.
I'm just saying, you're on vacation and you forget some socks, right? Good for you. There's a vending machine there with socks in it. You guys didn't like the pitch, and I get that, but you don't understand the convenience.
Hey, guys, I have a pitch. It's if you're on, tropical islands where maybe they don't have as many resources, they're called island socks.
That's my thing. That's literally my thing.
Wait, what about if we, set up vending machines with, socks in them?
All right, guys, I'm going. Let's go.
Any shows or something you want to plug before we go?
I'm going to be in Kalamazoo on the 18th and 19th for J.C. Ramos's show and Casey Curran's show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of them is a Budsworth show, and one of them is in a pizzeria, so it will probably be with Italians in it. Please come out and see me.
I'm in Kalamazoo on the 18th, and on the 19th, I'm volunteering with a wildlife facility too. Get rid of invasive species on part of the walking paths in the Zealand area. I'm going to be on the Lansing show on the 22nd. Cut that part, maybe. I don't want to get that.
I won't cut it, but I'll put a beep noise.
Nice. Beep. I'll put redacted over.
Follow us at Dog Comic Productions. Follow me at Niles the River.
At the end of the month, and I'm going to be in Alpena on the 28th and Jackson on the 29th with Future Comedy. And then also you can catch me every Tuesday at Beggar's Banquet at Beggar's Can't Be Choosers, a comedy show I'm a producer of. And every Sunday at Sunday Night Heat.
We are producers on that show.
Me and Niles are both producers on that show every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Anyway, I'll be at that Buzzword show in Kalamazoo also on the 19th. I've been doing this Gamey McFitness thing where I Twitch stream. I make these homemade video game controllers built into fitness machines. And then I stream from those.
Thanks for letting me be on last minute. When are
you thanks for doing it last minute.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.